This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
This is the Leadership Forum.
Consider if everybody did what you are doing, would the world be a better place? That's a principle for just checking whether what you are doing is correct.
Welcome to the Leadership Forum, where we explore principles, practices, and perspectives of effective leadership.
Good morning and welcome to the Leadership Forum right here at Hope FM Listen and Live. And you can also get us live on Hope TV. And you can stream us on our social media platforms at Hope FM Live at Hope TV Kenya. This is the Leadership Forum, a platform where we discuss matters, leaders and followers. Are you a leader? Please invite another leader to tune in. Or are you a follower? We also invite you to tune in because we believe you'll learn a thing or two. And as we do that, we get to a topic of the day. Of course, we invite you to participate. If you want to talk to us, to ask any question or you have a comment, talk to us on our WhatsApp line 0717400555. That is 0717400555. You can also talk to us on 20933 or at Hope FM Live and at Hope TV Kenya. It will be a joy to hear what you're saying. And of course, in our segment, Question of the Day, that is in the next hour, we'll be sampling all of your questions and comments. So today on the Leadership Forum, as I said before, we are having Kingston Ogango joining us today to sit in for Bishop, who is away. And Kingston is not new. We were with him like a week ago. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Grace?
Yeah, I'm fine. And you?
I'm good. Looking forward to the day.
Yes.
It started well and I'm grateful.
Amen.
Yes.
For those, you know, every time we have new listeners, we have new followers, yeah. We have new viewers.
Yeah.
You could introduce yourself to our audience.
Good. My name has been said is Kingston Ogango. Born again. I love the Lord, and I have opportunity to have a family. I'm married. I've been married for 28 years to one wife. Sometimes we say one female wife in this kind of situation these
yes.
days. And I'm a privileged father of two young adult sons. But I also serve a ministry called Alpha as a regional director for Africa. And I'm also a leadership trainer. I'm an author. And I do many things. But yes. Above everything, I love to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Before we get to the topic of the day, last time we were here, we were discussing about growing and developing leaders.
Yes.
And we said so many great things. Maybe we could touch on two of them before we get to our topic of the day.
Okay. Perhaps what I could just do is last week we were looking at growing and developing leaders, and we looked at what is leadership development. We also looked at why is leadership development important and how we can develop leaders. So, of course, we won't dive into that. But we said it doesn't matter whether you are an appointed leader or you're inherited a position or you have grown into a position, that leadership development must be an intentional process mm-hmm. where we are growing leaders that are below us and ensuring for organizational sustainability. And so it is part of a succession planning where we are planning intentionally to grow people. But secondly, it is also a way of empowering
yes.
the younger leaders or the less experienced leaders to grow their leadership muscle so that they are able to serve better, because when you have strong leaders, then you have strong organizations.
Yes.
And so leadership development and growing and developing leaders then becomes an imperative of every leader to ensure that they are growing their leaders, creating spaces where these young leaders can come and grow, and being intentional about it so that it is not about a position, but it is about the essence of leadership and every part, whether you have just a small role you play or you have the executive role you play, every leader needs to be grown. And when we grow, then organization grows. And we also talked about how we can be innovative around that space by ensuring that we have put in mechanisms and systems and processes to ensure that our leaders are growing and organizations are growing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So today we get to a topic titled Optimizing a Growth Mindset.
Yes.
And I was so excited about this topic because of yeah. the bit of mindset.
Mindset.
The power of the mind.
Yes.
So
yes.
you could take it away from there.
Yes, so today we grow, we move on to develop on what we had yesterday, but also looking at how do we optimize a growth mindset. Leadership developments must promote a broader culture of professional growth, but also within the team, having a mindset of growth. Because you see, it can be a process of growing, but what about the mindset of growing? You know, you have to have, and both for the leaders and the followers,
yes.
Because, you know, sometimes people reach somewhere and they plateau where they are. They just feel this is enough. I don't want more challenges. I don't want any other thing that do. But when you think about a growth mindset, it is a core approach to how organizations and individuals can grow and make sure that organizations and also those individuals are having the right attitude towards the organization and how they grow as an organization. So a growth mindset basically is defined as that belief that intelligence and abilities are not fixed, and that instead we can develop anybody and anytime over time with effort, perseverance, and learning. And so that people with a growth mindset understand that there's nothing like being born with limited talents and capabilities, that you can be stretched to learn new things, new skills, and actually bring out the best that you have never thought about. And so when you have that growth mindset, it is saying, what if?
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, where people say, I can't. You know, so you move that from that and put in an I can mindset, where everybody is and moving the fixed mindset and look at the abilities that are not predetermined, but opening up the space and saying we can grow as leaders, we can become better as leaders, we can also grow our teams, and followers can also have the similar mindset. Yes.
You know what you've said, and I've heard that several times, that I can't do that.
Yes.
I'm not born a leader.
Yes.
Leadership is for so-and-so, not for me.
Yes.
And what I'm picking is, it's all about
the mindset.
The mindset.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because think about it. Somebody born from a father on a remote part of Kenya becomes the president of the United States of America, the most powerful nation. How do you explain that? Or somebody born in a village who becomes a president of a nation, who was not born in a pedigree family, whose parents you do not even know who they are, they're not on any map, in any book, in any encyclopedia. But they become great leaders. Think about every facet. A little village boy who goes on and wins a race and becomes a world beater. It is about the mindset. It is not about where you are born. And you know, the Bible is very gives us a good example. It says the end of a matter is more important than the beginning. And so when we can begin in any space, because sometimes we don't choose how we begin. You're born in a family, you're born in a space, you start there. But what you do after that is what determines how you end. And so we can do the same with leadership, that knowing that we can build a mindset around the ability and saying, I can, I'm able to, with God's strength, I can do it. And then you begin to develop around that and you become a better leader and become a great leader.
Okay.
Yes.
Before we move on, so what could be the reason why a leader, you know, every other person says this person has leadership ability, or they can grow in their leadership to a different capacity, but from where they sit, they're like, no, I'll only want to lead up to this area. What could be those factors hindering people from having a growth mindset?
There are many of them. One is a fixed mindset. You have a limited mindset. You have been in a space, either you grew up, people telling you, you can't, you're not good enough, you're useless. You know, we always say teachers are very important, parents are very important. What you tell a child is very important. And so that stays ingrained in somebody's mind. And they grow up thinking, I am not able to, I'm not worthy. But you see, that then becomes a limited mindset. They have never seen anybody lead in their kind of space. They they stay there. Secondly, it could be that ability of wanting to stay in the safe zone. You want to be in the comfort zone. You don't want fear of failure, fear of trying something, then you make a mess of it. And so fear captivates you and puts you in the safe zone. So you'd rather be in the safe zone than trying out something new. Because, you know, leadership is stepping out of your comfort zone. It is going to the unknown. You don't know how it will look like because you don't know the people you're going to lead, whether they will follow well or they give you struggles, they'll give you challenges. But if you want to stay in the safe zone, then you never step out into leadership. But the third thing is having the ability to overcome dealing with negative feedback and criticism, where people are fearing, I'll be criticized, or I have been criticized before. And so that negative feedback stays and captivates your mind, and you always stay there. It's very similar to what we said in the beginning. But also the resistance to change. You don't want new ideas and you don't want new methods. So you are resistant. Change becomes very difficult for you. You know that people were early adopters to change. People want to see new things, to try new things. But the other people, when they hear anything is changing, they look for every excuse and reason why it does not or it will not work. And so if you are captivated by those kind of things, then you begin to struggle with growing as a leader. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
God proceed then.
Okay. And so when we look at this, maybe we can build on that grace by looking at two things.
Yes.
Having the people who have a fixed mindset, like leaders with a fixed mindset and leaders who have a growth mindset. How do the two look like? Let's begin with the leaders who have a growth mindset.
Yes.
I like sometimes to start with the positive.
Yes.
Then we go to the negative. One, they believe that abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. So these are leaders who feel like if we take grace through dedication and hard work, we can make grace such and such a person. And so leaders who have that kind of, who believe that, have a very good way of growing people. Secondly, they embrace failure and view it as a chance to learn and grow. You know, it is John Maxwell who talks about failing forward.
Yes.
The ability to fall, stand up, dust yourself, learn the lessons, and then begin to move on. But there are people who fall and stay there. Yeah, and so if you're a leader who has learned to embrace failure, because failure does not make you a failure. It's only a process that you go through. So you learn the lessons, you grow out of that and become better. But also there are people who seek out challenges and develop new skills. So you look at something, maybe AI has come. As a leader, you don't know what AI is.
Yeah.
So rather than say, we have closed, we do not want this thing, you go out and seek knowledge. Try to understand what is this new thing.
Yes.
And begin to learn and develop new skills. But they're also inspired by the success of others. When you know, if you learn to celebrate others as a leader, then you can grow others. But if, and then you have a growth mindset. But if you don't like to celebrate others, when you see others grow and you have a challenge, when you see them succeed, you feel jealous, then you have a challenge.
Mm.
And so when you see others' success, it inspires you and you feel, oh, if they could do it, we can also do it. But there also aren't fear of change and adapt to new situations, because adaptability is one of the greatest things, especially in a fast-changing world that we live in, that we know that things are changing fast.
Yeah.
The environments are changing fast. Leadership is changing fast. Look at it now. Even generations that we are serving as leaders are changing.
Yes.
We've been talking about Gen Z, but think about Gen Alpha.
Mm.
Those who were born in 2010 are now 15 years.
Yes.
In another 3 years, we have a totally different generation to grapple with in the workplace. And so that ability for you to see change and adapt with it then gives you a growth mindset. Then finally, they embrace feedback and use it as a tool of self-improvement. Because feedback means that you're taking in what people will tell you.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that all feedback is always positive, but you begin to find the gems within the rubble of many things that have been said to you as a leader, and then use that as a tool of self-improvement. Because some, we may say it crudely, but there may be truth in there.
Yes.
Yeah, so yes. How do you pick that and move it forward? But on the contrast, there are leaders who have a fixed mindset. They believe that only inherent talents and abilities are able to be developed. So there are people who have this straight theory that you are either born a leader or you're not a leader.
Mm.
So if you don't show it on your face, if you don't look like you come from leadership, forget it. You will never go. So you can't grow. Secondly, they see failure as a reflection of their inadequacy and engage in negative self-talk. So they think about how they were not able to live up to. They begin negative talk and they create a toxic environment around themselves and others. But they also avoid challenges to prevent the possibility of failure. So you don't want anything that will upset the place, the equilibrium you have. Because if it does, it will create another space that you are not ready for. So you avoid any challenges. Everything has to be stay the same. But they also feel threatened by others' success. So if you see somebody succeeding, you want to look for means and way. Why are they succeeding? How did they succeed? You get into all sorts of maneuvers just to make sure that others are not succeeding. Then they resist change, feel uncomfortable in new situations or uncertainty. So when things are different, when the environment is not as stable as they feel very uncomfortable. They are not happy. They are not willing to learn. They're just very unsettled. And then finally, they're resistant to feedback. If you give feedback, if you're a follower in that team, be ready for trouble.
Yeah. Stay with your feedback.
Yes, stay with your feedback.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you look at those two and you look at a side by side, that is when two leaders have that. But also, you can also begin to think about what could be the possible roadblocks that block people from developing and adopting a smooth mindset that helps them in a growth mindset. Because all of us, as we said, leadership is a learned skill.
Yes.
And so we can learn leadership at any level. It doesn't matter your background, it doesn't matter your race, it doesn't matter where you're born. You can learn to be a leader and be a good leader at that, because it's a skill, it's a muscle that can be developed. And so even that, when we know that a growth mindset pays off, then we begin to look at it and we look at the benefits of a growth mindset. We encompass a more positive organizational culture where we are saying, how can we grow?
Yes.
How can I grow myself?
Mm.
How can my team grow? And then you also bring in a heightened follower engagement. How do you create these spaces where you get feedback, you get ideas, and you create a space where everybody wants to grow? Because one of the challenges we have in leadership, people think growth is a leadership position. But it is not about a position.
Yeah.
It is how well do you do where you are, and how well do you do what you do, that you're the best wherever you are. Mm. It's actually Martin Luther who once said that if you're a sweeper, sweep so well that like nobody else has ever existed as a sweeper.
Yes.
I've paraphrased it. But it has to be that space where you're a leader, not because of a position, but you're a leader in the space you are, and you do very well. If you make tea, can you make the best tea nobody else has ever made?
And impact is felt.
Yes, because leadership is not about position.
Yes.
Leadership is the influence that you have wherever you are.
Yeah.
And so you could just be a gatekeeper, but you have such an influence. You create a positive environment. When people come, they smile because of the way you receive them, the way you talk to them, the way you just cheered them up. But you can also be that place where you're gloomy and you're sad and you create a very negative space. So that growth mindset is where we all begin to ask ourselves, how can I be better than I was yesterday? Yes. How can I grow from where I am to the next level? And the next level is not always the next position.
Mm-mm.
It is a better you than you were yesterday.
Wow.
And so that you are not stuck with yesterday's success, but looking at how do I become a better person tomorrow. If I was able to make a cup of tea in 10 minutes yesterday, can I make it in 5 minutes tomorrow? And growing in that space.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you're listening to the Leadership Forum and also watching the Leadership Forum right here at Top FM, at Top TV, and on our social media platforms at Top FM Live, at Top TV Kenya. I'm hosting Kingston Ogango, and you're talking about optimizing a growth mindset. Do you have any question or comments? Talk to us on 0717-400-555. That is 0717-400-555. You can also talk to us at Top FM Live and at Top TV Kenya. Those are our social media handles on Facebook and YouTube, where we're also streaming live. Feel free to share this content with as many leaders and many followers as possible. We'll be sampling some of your questions in the next hour on our segment called Question of the Day. So, Kingston, as you're talking, I just thought of this question. Could a leader have both a combination of growth mindset and fixed mindset? Could he have a leader who has a mixture of both?
We could say maybe it's a journey. It's a journey, because what happens is that even having a growth mindset doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey of growth as a leader, because you may want to have this ability to grow as a leader, first of all, and to grow your team. But you have never dealt with challenges. You have never dealt with uncertain situations. And so when they confront you, you shrink. So it doesn't mean that you are not having a growth mindset, but it's a place that you need to grow also in that space so that you can have a total growth mindset. And so it is not a one, you don't have a silver wand that you do and everything is sorted out.
Yes.
You grow in every facet. So you'll have some places where are higher scores, others which are still growing. But as long as your mindset, your attitude is right around it, then you can go forward with it. Yeah.
Okay.
So as we think about this, and we've just said that a growth mindset doesn't come overnight, it also requires effort. Yeah, because any good thing needs a bit of effort. So you don't sit there and hope that it will just appear. And if you're a Christian, you think you just pray and then something will happen.
Yes.
Prayer works, but you need to put in some effort. So that if you want to grow, you need to go to a library, you need to go to a school, you need to go to a website, you need to sit with other leaders, you need to do something. But also, it requires consistency. So it's not something you do once and then skip and then do another thing. So you create a cadence of a rhythm, a process that you follow through every so often, so that you create a consistency. So for instance, that if you decide as a leader that every month I'll be reading a leadership book, you have to be consistent. You can't read once and then skip 6 months and then read again.
Come back and find where the book was.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Yeah. So it has to be a process of consistency, building one block after the other and growing every single day. But also requires an appropriate attitude, a disposition and a mindset, so that then you are going to say that this is a place I'm stretching myself. I may not know everything. I may think I know, but I don't know. So you're ready for surprises. You're ready for things that you didn't know or you thought you knew, but you didn't know them the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're growing in that space and just learning. But when you do this, then it helps you begin to have that mindset and grow in the right space. In fact, a study was done that indicated that 92% of followers will embrace a growth mindset when the leader has a growth mindset.
Yes.
So if you as a leader, you tell people, we need to keep time, but you never keep time.
You're not modeling the same.
No, because modeling becomes an important thing, because followers look up to the leader, and so they see you to, and when you exemplify something, then they do it. If they see you saying, you know, you read a book and you actually read a book, yes, then people want to read books. But if you're a leader who talks but does not act, then becomes a challenge. Yeah, and so that enables to foster that growth mindset within an organization when the leader has the influence around there, because you have a great power over your people who follow. And so you create a path that they can walk through, they can step in and begin to walk, they can ask the right questions and begin to follow through. But also, when we are looking at this growth mindset, we must also be ready to, how do we measure it? How do we grow through that space so that the people who don't just say, I'm growing. How do we tell you're growing?
Yes.
So we must create a mechanism. How do we show that you're growing? And growth will be measurable, because you can see, even a child, you will know whether they are growing or not,
yes,
either by height or by width or by whatever it is. You will see some growth that is happening.
Yes.
So we all have to find a way. How do we measure that our team is growing? How do we measure myself as a leader that I am growing and my things are changing? So your attitude will change, your language will change, the way you handle things will change, the way you provide information will change, and people will see it, and even you can experience it and begin to feel that I was a leader who was at A, now I am at B and I'm growing to C. And so that is able to be measured, and it is also a place where you can demonstrate it and people can see that there's actually growth that is happening around you. Yeah. Good. And so if we're looking at that, maybe we can look at just a couple of things here. How can leaders and followers take actionable steps for a growth-oriented culture? We begin with the leaders. Number one, continuous learning is essential for cultivating a growth mindset.
Yes.
However, it must be demonstrated from the top. So if you want to create that culture, remember, leaders create culture.
Yes.
And so you must have a continuous learning. And continuous learning here is not only about books. It's about information. It's about being able to learn small things. You know, I've always said, if you're a leader, and let's say you're a parent, and you don't even know how to switch on your own TV, when you get home, you call your daughter or son, come and switch on my TV. Then you're not in a space of continuous learning.
Yeah.
You must be able to ask, can you show me how it is done? Because then that moves on. Secondly, followers see what leaders actively engage in. So if you're actively engaging something, they will see through workshops, they will see through courses, reading books, pursuing additional certifications, because you will also show them that you are actually doing. And so that is an inspiration when they see you actively engaging. It is not something you talk about, but it's something you are doing. Then team members will stay informed about leadership activities by how you regularly have some internal communications, through newsletter, through meetings, through shared updates. How can you update them? You know, even small things, by just maybe sending out a word, if you have a WhatsApp group, over a quote, maybe once so often, your followers begin to get inspired by something that shows that you're actually growing and challenging them. But also, finally, as a leader, you can create learning opportunities, encouraging attendance to courses and support professional development. So you intentionally come and talk. And so if you have a team member, you ask them, what do you want to be? What are you planning this year? Yeah. What are you trying to learn this coming new month? And so challenging them, and then create the opportunity. So if somebody tells you, I want to be this and that, how do you create the opportunity for them? Or if you're out there as a leader and you find something inspiring, can you come and share it with them? Can you come and tell them, I have seen this and I think this would be a good thing for you to learn, to grow, and to make sure you're building on your muscle and helping you grow to a better level as a follower or as a team member. On the contrast, is followers. How do they play that critical role? So number one, seek out challenges as a follower. It is easy for people to stay where they know what they know and stay there, but you must seek out challenges. People with a growth mindset should actively seek out new things, things and new barriers, because you want to break the barriers and get into another space. It is Dr. Miles Munro who once said, there's nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self. So looking at who you were yesterday, how noble are you today? Not being superior to other people, but checking with yourself, who was I yesterday? Am I better today, or am I stuck where I was? Secondly, you ask for feedback and use it. You know, sometimes people ask for feedback, but they don't want to use it because the feedback does not come the way they like.
Yes.
So if you're a growth-minded person, is to take that constructive feedback and put it into practice. So if people say, you know, there's a place of improvement here, can you try? Can you work through? I remember not too long ago, I was talking to my executive assistant and I said, how do you think as a team leader, I can work better and serve you guys better? And of course, what she told me shocked me. But one of the things that I picked out of it, she had been thinking very critically about how, and she was looking for a moment. And so the fact that I challenged her also challenged her. And she began to look at it differently. And then you must commit yourself to a lifelong learning. Growth doesn't stop by completing formal education or training. So, you know, sometimes we think because I've achieved this certificate, then I have it. Growth goes on for the entire part of your life. So you must commit yourself to always learn. Yes. I remember some time ago we were in a class, we were teaching with Dr. Bishop Oginde, and we had a student who was 81 years old. He's a lawyer, he's a counselor, he has so many things. But we were wondering, at 81, and he was the first student to class, he's the one who submitted assignments first, he did everything. And when you ask him, he always wants to learn.
Yeah.
And no wonder at 81, he can appear into class smartly dressed and do every other thing that is required to do. Then you must cultivate resilience. Setbacks are inevitable. However, as individuals, must respond to them in a good way. Yeah. And so you must develop resilience, that sometimes we fall, sometimes we rise up. Sometimes we try something that we thought we could do and we find we beat too much. But that doesn't mean now we give up.
Yes.
We continue to pick it up and continue, because it is important that we grow and become better. And so just finally, in the words of John Maxwell, he says that everyone enjoys being inspired. But here's the truth. When it comes to personal growth, motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you growing.
Yes.
That's the law of consistency. It doesn't matter how talented you are. It doesn't matter how many opportunities you receive. If you want to grow, consistency is key.
Okay. Yeah. I think the bit you've mentioned about resilience, that's where, in my observation, most of us drop the ball.
Yes.
You meet a challenge and you're like, I can't. We bring that word you said at the beginning, I can't.
Yes.
This is not meant for me.
Yes.
How can we have strong muscles as leaders and also followers when it comes to handling challenges or difficulties?
Good. One is what we said is always look at challenges as spaces for growth, not spaces to kill you. And then always realize that even when challenges come, they are only there for a season. They are never there forever. It doesn't matter however difficult a challenge is, the season will change. But what will you have become when that season changes? And so when you look at that challenge that comes, that you can overcome it because it's just for a moment.
Yes.
Then look at challenge as a space where God is giving you an opportunity to also look to Him for wisdom, for understanding, for knowledge, because sometimes we think that we have it all. Sometimes God is asking, how do you look to me? I have a challenge. Look at Moses. He comes with the Ten Commandments from the mountain, and he feels so furious. His own brother has created a God.
Yes.
Yeah. But it was a moment for learning. It was a moment for stretching out. It was a moment to look to God. And he even gets to a place, he says to God, you know, these people, you are people, you've given me.
Yes.
And God throws it back, says, you are people. You know, so it's that space of just learning. But also being able to know that, you know, pride is what makes you think that you have it all.
Yeah.
But when you just realize that you are human, you are infallible, you have challenges, you need God, you need others to become better. Then when you remove pride from your space, then you begin to open up to yourself to say, actually, I need to learn from other people. And also, I also have weaknesses, but I can better myself on those weaknesses. And then all everything we've said, then consistently building one block at the other and learning, and not looking back too much at what you failed at, but looking at the opportunities you have ahead that can make you a better person, can make you a better leader, and then embracing what lies ahead and not holding too much at what has failed in the past. Learn the lessons, use it as stepping stones, and move to the next level and grow as a leader. Yes.
Okay. Mm. Well, that's powerful. So what happens when they follow on the leader, okay, but the organization does not just allow, it doesn't create the environment to allow a growth mindset?
Good. Thank you. It's one thing for the individuals to embrace a growth mindset, but there's need for not only the individuals, that's the leader and the follower, but also the organization, because when you create a mentality across the entire organization, then the growth of the organization becomes better. And this is how it happens. Three important strategies around how organizations can create that. One is, must create a learning culture. A learning culture values continuous education, curiosity, and growth of all organizational levels. So you're not only looking at your immediate leaders, but you're looking at every person in the organization. Are they growing? And making sure that they're growing at their level and growing to become better. And around that, it also involves providing members with resources and opportunities, because they can want to grow, but have you provided, as an organization, have you provided resources and opportunities to develop new skills? And this could be formal training, it could be access to online courses, it could be a designated time for mentoring and personal development. So whatever how it looks like, the complexion of that, it's the important thing is making sure that you're providing the resources and the opportunities, but also investing in training and personal development tools that are transformative, so that every time an employee comes or a member of that team, how can they begin to have tools that can help them measure, can help them build on, can help, you know, just simple tools that they can use to do that. But also by ensuring there's accessibility. And you demonstrate that by that commitment, because when you do that and invest in people, they know that you value them.
Yes.
Because when team members are an organization that provides and does that, they know you value them as members of that team. You value them as an organization, and they begin to love the place, and they're committed to investing in the organization for the long term. Because when you have these skilled members of your team, then they directly influence the long term of your organization. So that is the first thing, developing a learning culture for the entire organization.
A question there before
yes,
we
please.
Go to number two.
Yeah.
I know you've worked with leaders and followers, and you've had this. So why should we as an organization invest in training?
Yes.
And at the end of the day, I'm not sure if my Gen Z will stay. Or a millennial will just decide to gather the training and exit.
Yeah. I always say, and I think even in the last program I say, you should never train for people to stay. train to grow leadership, train to grow the whole construct of society becoming better. And so even if those people don't stay with you, they impact another organization that contributes to the society. And so for me, what I have learned is that never train to say that I'm training to keep you. Even organizations that bond people, people stay when they're bonded, but immediately the bond expires.
They leave quickly.
So the mindset should be, how do we make a better society? How do we make better organizations? And so they have learned something. They will carry our DNA wherever they go, and they will improve society.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
Good. Secondly is promoting psychological safety. Psychological safety. And it's important to know, this is a very important bit, is that when you foster a growth mindset by creating a work environment that team members feel safe to take risks, make mistakes, and learn from them, then you are creating psychological safety. Because where people are fearful, then they don't do anything. You remember the story of the talents?
Yes.
This one gentleman who decides to hide the talent because his psychological safety is challenged. So he feels that the master is a harsh master. If I do something wrong, I'll be in trouble. So they hide. But when you create a space where they are feeling psychologically safe, then they begin to take risks. They become curious. And when they become curious, they bring new ideas that you have not thought about. In fact, a study was also done at an executive level of leadership that showed that 64% of executives believe a growth mindset significantly enhance productivity and performance. Another one did that, agreed that 60% it fostered a healthier workspace.
Yeah.
People were happier, people came to work on time, people gave their best. But when we do that, then team members also feel free to express ideas, even when they are not fully informed. You know, sometimes you just have something bubbling in your heart, you have not cooked it. But when you create a safe space, then people come and say, you know, I've not thought about it, but let me just tell you. That is a good space, because then they don't have the fear of judgment. They don't have the fear of repercussions. They don't have the fear that my idea may be stupid. They just want to share what is happening in their hearts.
Yes.
And sometimes the idea is good, it's just that it is raw. So you as a leader can help them craft it and become a better. And so that is a very essential process also in helping people to be innovative. Because when they are free to begin to bring ideas, even if they're not fully cooked, it shows that there's a creative mindset that is building and they are in a process of thinking. And so that helps them to feel that they can be, you can be approachable as a leader. Their organization will not throw away the ideas. The ideas will be taken. Doesn't mean that you will take all ideas, but it just helps. And that is always a stepping stone to improvement and to developing even further.
Yes.
Then the third one is offer personal learning paths. Not all team members learn at the same way or at the same pace.
Yes.
And so one-size-fits-all training programs are unlikely to bring any good results. Because every member is different.
Yes.
Every member has a different capacity, and they bring in different learning challenges and learning opportunities. And so being able to look at learning paths that are different, instead of looking at one size fits. So you have personalized learning paths that cater for the needs and interests of each member. And so looking at an individual and you say, I realize this guy, if you give him 1 week, he comes up with 10 good ideas. Another one, if you give him 1 day, he gives you 100 ideas. So they are very different, but they are all producing some results.
Yes.
So for instance, when you create a self-paced course where the results, you say by June, all of us must have done this course. It's a better approach than when you say every week, because there may be one or two things you want every week, but when you're just developing people, it's better when you look at the end goal. This is what we want to do, and this is the close of time. But now in between, if you're a fast runner,
okay.
Well and good. If you're one who takes your time, you know, there are people who warm up.
Yes.
And then they build up to a crescendo. So allow them to warm up, take time, grow into it, and you create that kind of space. And this is where places like mentoring and coaching become very important, because they're tailor-made, they go by the individual, they flow with the one individual at a time rather than a group at every time. And that helps them embrace this growth mindset and unlock full potential of what they can bring to the organization.
Yes.
Because sometimes people are limited because they feel that if they go in, some people will go faster, and so they just get paralyzed and never share ideas, but they're boiling on the inside. There's something inside that is saying, I need to say something. But before they can say it, you said it earlier, those extroverts, and they have pushed them out. And so if you want to drive that personal philosophy and organizational culture where organizational results matter, we must also create that other offer learning paths that are different, where not everybody fits in one and everybody is celebrated in the same space in the same way. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. So I lost to sample a few questions that have come in today. Remember, you can share your question on 0717400555. That is 0717400555. It will be an honor to hear from you. Let's tackle a few questions.
Question of the day on the Leadership Forum.
Okay. So let's start with the... This dear one who writes and says, I'm a young person following the topic of growth and it's eye-opening. Thank you. Kindly ask Kingston, if someone is in a place where leaders are rigid and they don't have a growth mindset, what should one do if you desire to see the growth in such an environment? For example, a church setup.
Yeah, so I expected that to come from a church setup.
Why?
Because I hear that very many times. And so what I always say is that when you're dealing with the leaders, you have to also be strategic. That never imagine that because you have such a grand ideas, they'll quickly buy them. Find mechanisms of selling the ideas and also helping them open up to it. Because sometimes they could be facing the challenges we said earlier. They are fearing, we can try something, it fails. Or we tried it and it failed. So they are stuck there. So finding ways of selling your idea. Secondly, sell it sometimes in manageable pieces. Don't try and look for a quick win. Sometimes you may want to give them in piecemeal. Let them see the success of every piece, and then they begin to build confidence that that can work for you, or they can work for the organization. And thirdly, find other leaders that can influence this leader. Because if, let's say, you have a bishop, there's a bishop that they look up to or they admire. Can you use that bishop to try and sell them an idea? And so that kind of thing. And then fourthly, always try and look like you're suggesting. Don't come and say like you have the affirmative voice to it. Say, you know, I'm thinking. What if? Because you see, the leaders who feel they must be the ones who have the last word on things. So, as long as you don't have a problem yourself also that you must be seen to be the one who has shared this new idea, then just sell it that way, because what you want is a win at the end of the day.
Yes.
So find mechanisms of selling it. I'm not saying it's easy, but one of the other very important but potent ways of selling ideas is prayer. Never underestimate the power of prayer. God changes the hearts of men and women. Yes.
Pray.
Yes.
Okay. Consistency is key if you want to grow. Discipline keeps you growing. That is from Njogu, just quoting right there. I can also see Davey saying, ask for feedback and use it. This is very profound. How can I be better than I was yesterday? That is Joy, and saying she's loving the conversation. And Ruth Gathoni is asking, when one comes to a realization that they have fixed mindsets, where does one start with the growth mindset if I am the one, a leader with a fixed mindset, where do I start?
Start where you are. You see, because sometimes we are looking for the big grandeur thing. It could be just where you are. Ask yourself, evaluate, analyze. Sit down and say, why is it, what is it that I am stuck with? What can I do now? What can I do tomorrow? So that you start where you are. Don't look at the finished picture. Begin by the first brush stroke on the paper and say, okay, I've realized that when people come to give me ideas, I just cringe. Can I just try and allow myself to listen for once and see what happens?
Yes.
And then when you begin those small steps and taking those actions one step at a time, you begin to build, because they cumulatively begin to become a bigger space that you are opening up. Because sometimes when you embrace a very big change, you are also opening up to more challenges and chances of quick failure, so you become discouraged. But when you do small things, Jim Collins in his book Good to Great says, celebrating small wins. So you start at one point, see it has worked, then take the next step. And as you keep doing that, you're growing, you're becoming better. And that becomes a better way of developing rather than trying to do everything at one go. Yeah.
Okay, so keep your questions coming. We have a few minutes before we wrap it up on 0717400555. And Kingston, you know the first question, and you said, I expected that from the church.
Yes.
And let me put it as in a Christian setup.
Yes.
Mm, so that bishops don't come for us.
Yeah, you know, they're my friends. They're my friends. Yeah.
Where do we draw the line? Because I believe you've also had a lot of this. We have to let the Spirit of God lead.
Yes.
He's the one who leads us to growth. He's the one who'll guide us on what we need to do.
Yes.
So we don't need to focus on growing. You know, the things you've said, training,
yes.
You know, sharpening the axe so that we make yes. cutting the tree very fast.
Yeah.
Where do we draw the line between for lack of a better word, over spiritualizing
yeah.
and just doing what is expected of us if we have to grow
yes.
as a Christian organization and yes. also as a church?
Yeah. The many things, some of it sometimes is you feel like you own the listening to God. So you don't embrace other people. One good story in the Bible is the story of Naaman. If you remember the story of Naaman, when he goes to the man of God for healing, and the man of God tells him, go and dip yourself 7 times in the river. And he begins to analyze the river. He says, a dirty river. I've come from cleaner rivers. Then who gives the voice of reason? The girl. A slave girl.
Yes.
Who said, suppose you are being asked to do something bigger. And that's where the voice of reason comes. So sometimes, even as leaders, the voice of change, the voice of growth, does not need to come from another big leader. It could be from that quote-unquote insignificant member of the team, but possibly they could be listening to God at that time better than yourself. And so learning as leaders to listen to other people, then allowing them to also express what they're hearing, and perhaps that's where the gem is of information, learning from other people. So as leaders in church leaders, I've seen that many times. Mm-hmm. But secondly, because they also feel they have, they're defending Jesus. They're defending the things of God. So they don't want nothing to go wrong. But you know what? Jesus is able to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't become those people who stand in the door. We don't allow others to come in. Neither we let those who are inside. We must be also in a space of realizing that even when you try something new, God is always in it. He says it in the word in Isaiah. He says, behold, I am doing a new thing.
Yes.
And so it is a God of doing new things every single day, innovating. God is the greatest innovator. So as church leaders also, are you able to look at it? Now we have a generation. Sometimes when I go, I speak a lot in churches. Even this whole weekend, I've spent training churches. And the story is the same. That's why I was laughing.
Yeah.
You hear young people. You hear, because what are they crying for? Can you allow us space to to express ourselves? Can you allow space to do this? Can you allow space to do it differently?
Yeah.
It's not evil. It's not sinful. But because we've always done it this way, we cannot do it that way. We've always sung these songs. We cannot sing this new song. So even if this new song is inspired, we cannot take it. But you know what? That is where now growth is stunted. But when you say, okay, let's hear what you have to say, then it allows space where creativity comes. And perhaps even as you listen, maybe the voice of God becomes even more audible in your mind to hear, oh, wow, that was God that was moving while I was actually sticking to a space where I didn't need to do. So I pray for my bishop friends and other leaders that while I agree that leaders must be good stewards of what God has given them, but how much do you also allow others to contribute? Because God does not call us as individuals to do the work of God. He calls us collectively to contribute one piece to the other so that we can build the kingdom of God. Amen.
That's a tough one, but it has to be done.
It has to be done.
It has to be done.
Yeah.
Now, and again, I'm drawn to a church setup because...
Yeah.
I know we have serious bishops and pastors and senior pastors listening in.
Yeah.
When it comes to around trainings that they can offer to their followers,
yes.
In this case, maybe it could be a pastor in charge of children,
yes.
Or name it, whichever ministry.
Yes.
Still with the line of, you just read the Bible and the Lord will sort you out.
Yes.
And the bit of, I need literally to sharpen their skills.
Yes.
Yeah. How can that be done?
I think it is where we, you know, the things God does for us and the things God requires us to do. A good example is a story of Moses and his father-in-law, Jethro.
Yes.
Moses was a man who saw God face to face. He listened, many of us only hear about it.
Yes.
But he did, and you will expect that God should have given him this simple skill of delegating. You should have told him how to delegate. He did not. He used a priest from Midian to come and teach him how to delegate. Yet he was a man of God.
Yes.
A big one at that. God uses somebody who is outside that space of the religious pedigree to come and help him put together to learn how to delegate. But what I love about what scripture said, and Moses did everything his father-in-law told him. So he was not a leader because he's the greatest colossus as a leader. He humbled himself and said, I will follow this method and these instructions and learning. And so I think if we did a little of that, we'll do a lot. Yeah.
Okay. Daniel Shege, thank you for tuning in. And also Natfa, Alice, can also see you there. Faith, just saying, I'm praying for our leaders to be those leaders of integrity, a leader whose words and actions match. And I think you alluded to that, that our followers see what you do.
Yeah.
Okay, on the SMS platform, Duncan from Kisumu is asking, what can you say about upcoming leaders who see what people do and block them so that they keep standing and going?
Okay. Fine, thank you. I hear you, Duncan. One of the things that we keep saying, even as a leader, remember that God is a standard. And the leader is not the standard. God provides us leaders to learn from, to lead organizations, but ultimately God is our standard, so that then we don't get discouraged and walk away from spaces because a human being stood in the way. How can you ask God? And God changes the hearts of men. God can also help you to build resilience so that you're not giving up. Look at the story of Daniel. Daniel was a young man in a space that was very hostile, in a king that was very tough and ruthless. But Daniel learned to stay on course. Why? Because he had built muscle over listening to the word of God, experiencing God, having a walk with God. And he continued to rely on God. And that's why Daniel kept praying and asking God to help him. And God gives him that courage and boldness. And so, my friend, pray. Ask God to give you that resilience, the tenacity to keep standing, that even in the face of challenges, that you will put away one word: never give up. Stay standing, because you may not make it today, but tomorrow could work. So don't give up. Keep going. Keep trying. Keep knocking. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So if you have any question, please drop them to us. We'll be sampling them as we continue the program. So we can proceed from there, Kingston.
Yeah, so Grace, as we just kind of bring a wrapping around what we have looked at, is that as we think about this growth mindset, the roadmap that we must be consistently looking at is how do we create a culture of growth? And what is essential for us as leaders and for those that are leading others to create a growth mindset culture? One is, remember what we've said and you've just repeated it, leading by examples. Leading by example fosters a culture of growth. Then secondly is that continuous development, offering continuous learning opportunities across the organization so that you're always looking for how do you help somebody? How do you ensure they have that continuous learning opportunities? And then learning from mistakes, because normalizing discussions around failure and learning from mistakes is a very important thing, because a lot of us learn better by mistakes.
Yes, I agree.
And so you must be able to normalize that kind of conversation.
Yes.
In fact, as a leader, you must be willing to say, I developed a culture where if you don't make a decision, then you're not working well with me. I'd rather you make a decision and make a wrong decision.
Yes.
Because at least you made the decision. You did something. And then now we can see where did you go wrong and how can you grow. But because you stepped in and did something, you've done something. And then we can find solutions around it. And then embracing the whole issue of challenges. That a growth mindset, instead of getting overwhelmed, to try and see it as, how can I grow through this space? How can I approach challenges and tasks and opportunities differently? So that then you're not just one directional. If it doesn't work this way, can I try it that way? If it doesn't work today, can I try it tomorrow? So you embrace challenges without having, because a lot of us crumble within challenges, so you don't try. And so helping you, if you find you are not coping, enroll for somebody, let somebody else help you to deal with calm, be confident, grow in your confidence, and then learning from that. Then we said learning from feedback, because we get to learn a lot when we hear feedback from people.
Yes.
And feedback will always be feedback. Mm-hmm. Even Jesus asks for feedback.
Yes, he did.
And so you must be in a space where you're learning from feedback. Mm. Hear what people are saying. Some of it will be uncomfortable. Some of it will be distressing. But is there truth in it? Because you see, some people can present truth, but can present it badly. But doesn't mean that there's no truth. There is truth in it. Then seeing effort as a path to mastery, so that growth-minded leaders understand that effort is essential for improvement. So that always look at people who are making effort. Look at the team members who are putting in effort, because as they put in that, they begin to develop and grow and become masters. And so are they challenging existing knowledge? Are they participating in upskilling themselves?
Mm.
Are they participating in reskilling their opportunities?
Yes.
Or are they stuck, so that they are growing, seeing those efforts that are coming through to help them improve their talent? Because talent is not always enough.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you need to. You have to. You can be so talented, yet live a suboptimal life. Mm-hmm. So you have to always remember that talent is always not enough. You need to improve. And then persevering in the face of setbacks. Mm-hmm. How do you, what the question that Duncan was asking, in every leadership's journey, you will find setbacks. Mm-hmm. Projects sometimes fail. Mm-hmm. Deals will fall through. Goals will not be met. Mm-hmm. But leaders with a growth mindset see setbacks as opportunities to learn and grow. They analyze what went wrong, identify what they could have done differently, apply those lessons for future situations, because these situations will come, another situation will come. Yes. How do you deal with it differently? Then number five is actively seeking learning opportunities. So the key characteristics to leaders with a growth mindset is they have a hunger for knowledge.
Yes.
You want to look, be a sponge, learn, steal ideas shamelessly, learn how to...
That's a nice one.
Yeah. Constantly seeking opportunity to enhance skills and expertise, you know, even areas beyond your role, because sometimes we are so limited with the role we play.
Yes.
But you know, God could be calling you to a bigger space. Today is a learning opportunity. How will you step into the next one unless you have learned that? So being a proactive learner is important. And then viewing competition as motivation. Yeah, so that work environments can be competitive sometimes, isn't it?
Yes.
And it is easy for leaders to be to have a fixed mindset where you only see success others have as a threat, rather than looking at it on the flip side and saying that success challenges me to become better, helps me improve, and looking at the viewing competition as learning opportunities rather than threats to you and to improve your performance, so that if you didn't do better than the other person, can you be better? Then pushing beyond job descriptions.
Yes.
Yes, because sometimes you look at an individual, they've stopped to learn something new just because it's not in my job description.
Mm.
Yeah. This is not what I was hired to do. And so they don't grow. They stay stuck in that space.
Yeah.
And then finally is adapting a change mindset. Mm. Yeah, because as the famous saying goes, the only thing constant in life is change. Mm. Things will keep changing. Mm. The environment will change. Mm. The workspace will change. Mm. People will change. But use change as fuel to grow. Adapt, evolve, move from who you are yesterday, come up, you know, on a continuous learning continuum, and make sure that you are better every single day. Because when we do that, then we become better. We are pushing beyond just what we have, and we are looking at change. When people bring in new systems, don't be the first one to start criticizing. First, sit down and analyze.
Yes.
Is that change, is there some gem in it? Maybe you could be criticizing what will be taking you to a better space.
Yes.
But you know, there are people who have just a stuck mindset. When change, anything new comes, they are up in arms, they are critical, they are bitter, and all those kind of things. But you know, if you have to have a growth mindset, then you must also look at change as an important part of life. Because even if you don't want change, change will come. And it will force you to change. So always make sure that you have there to say, okay, I may not understand all that they are changing here. Can I lean in? Can I listen? Can I reflect? Can I look and see what is it that is coming?
Yes.
And then as you do that, you have an adaptive mindset. Then you find change is easier to deal with than when you are always, nope, we don't do it like that.
Mm.
It is never done like this. We've always done it like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's this gentleman called Jim Rohn who says, you cannot change your destination overnight, but you can change your direction overnight. Mm.
Direction yes. can be changed overnight.
Destination.
Not your
destination. Yes. Mm. And so we must do that as we think about a change mindset. It's that it is a space of, I may be going this way, but I can change.
Mm.
I may be going that way, but I keep on walking through the journey. And any journey you've seen, it has places you can speed. There are places you have to slow. There are places that have bumps. There are places that have speed limits. So that is how a journey is. There's no journey that is just continuous. It doesn't matter. Even in the places which have, highways that have speed, there will be places, there will be detours, there will be distractions, there will be spaces. But that is part of the journey, the growing curve, the growing process.
Before we call it a day, let's sample this one who says, thank you so much. I'm enjoying the show and grasping a lot from the Leadership Forum. A quick question. In a workplace context, how should one handle a toxic leader, one who believes in no room for making mistakes? Whenever you make a mistake, even for the first time, they get very upset with you.
That is a challenging one, but of course, as I said, sometimes you cannot change the leader. What you need to do is change yourself. Begin to have a different attitude towards that leader so that you know they will flip. How do you deal with that? How do you work through that? Because you have no power to change them, but you have power to change yourself. And so you can embrace it differently. You can begin to say, okay, I'll present this idea, but they may... Or I know if this thing has gone wrong, they will shout. But does that keep you there? Or you say, okay, I don't appreciate how they react or how they speak, but I'm continuously going to be curious. I'm going to continue to learn. I'm going to continue to try again to become better rather than continue to feel that, you know, now I cannot do anything because the leader cannot allow me to do it, so that then you are not subject to the leader. Remember, you have the power to change yourself, and you must always, you have to rise above those circumstances. Easier said than done, but it's important to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today we have followers very alert.
Yes.
Another follower writes and says, pushing beyond the job description can be mistaken within a toxic work environment. Yes. And they just say they're tuning in from Tenerife. So what's your take between pushing beyond your description in a toxic environment?
Yeah.
And two, I'd also love us to speak to leaders, because I know they're listening, with such kind of feedback from followers. Toxic environment. I want to go beyond my JD, but
Yeah, so you see, the things, your job description may say, Grace, you are head of media, and you have to do A, B, C, D every single day. But what does that stop you from saying? How can I learn to counsel? How can I learn to mentor? How can I learn? Who stops you from doing that? You can do it after work. You don't have to do it in the work, in the toxic environment. Because leadership and a growth mindset does not say you must do it 8 to 5.
True.
You can also do it 5 to 7.
Yes.
You can do it over the weekend.
Yes.
So always innovate the space. Expand the space of what you want to do and do it wherever you are. And for leaders, it is important that, because organizations are made of people. And when the people are motivated and when the people feel they are growing, then they bring value to your organization. And so the more we allow them to grow, the more we give them space to grow, the more the organization grows. Again, as I said, it may sound easy, but when we practice it, and sometimes you may do that and you feel like the people you are giving the space to are not even appreciating, do it all the same. Because it's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
It's like a mother who gives food to a child and doesn't appreciate the sacrifice of the mother. The mother doesn't stop giving.
No.
They still give.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mm. Wow. Thank you so much. Allow me to give you the remaining few minutes to give us your parting shot, and then also you could pray for us, both leaders and followers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say that this is a very interesting conversation, and the more we subject ourselves into growing, the better we become. If you remember a very simple experiment we used to do in science using a magnifying glass and a paper, the more you subjected the magnifying glass on a sunny day onto the paper, the more it begins to burn. And so the more you continue to work on your skill, the better you become. You become a master at something by repeatedly doing and making more mistakes, but growing and learning from them. Yes. When you hear somebody is an expert in an area, it's an expert because they have done it over and over again. They have made mistakes, they have come back, they have restarted. And so we must always be flexible to know that we are growing and God is expecting us to grow. And if we are going to be better people, we are going to invest in ourselves more and also contribute, not because of a paycheck, not because of the reward we get, but because we must always add value to what we are bringing. Because when you bring value to an organization, when you bring value to a people you lead, there's always growth and there's always better results. And so I pray that as we look at ourselves as leaders, myself included, that we'll always be a learning people, yeah, and reflecting and having a self-correction mechanism. How can you correct what has gone wrong? How can you build on what you have already made some successes? And how can you continuously make sure that you're building an organization that opens opportunities for your members, your people, or your followers to grow? And for you as a leader, you're also growing so that you're setting pace as the organization. And when we all do it, it doesn't matter which field you are in, whether it's religious, whether it is a corporate organization, whether it's a non-governmental, everybody wants to grow. There's nobody who wants to remain the same. Everybody wants to grow, and growing organizations mean the impact to society better, and society becomes a better place where we can live.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Before you pray,
sure,
what's the place of mentorship?
The place of mentorship. So, as I said, mentorship is very important because mentorship does two things. One, it helps those where you curate spaces of growth. As we said, not everybody has a same learning growth. But also mentorship, what it does is it is helping you learn from somebody who is either more experienced or who is older, and then who is able to also open doors for you, who is also able to give you platforms. But it is not a short term. It is a long term work that helps you, that challenges you, that helps you build into the whole thing. So mentorship comes in a very, it is one of the most powerful ways of personal growth. And everybody, I always encourage that every leader needs a mentor and every mentee needs a mentor. So none of us does not have a mentor. I give the example of Moses. Moses needed Jethro. And Jethro needs a mentor. I don't know who is the mentor, who's his mentor. So all of us always need a mentor because you must have somebody you look up to, and then there must be somebody you give to. Yes. So what Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:2, that whatever you have seen and learned from me, teach other faithful men, because then it's a relay. Life is a relay. What you learn, you pass the relay to somebody else, and they run the next mile, and we all grow together and become better.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pray.
Let's pray. Father, we're so grateful for the opportunity we've had just to discuss the issues of how we can develop a growth mindset. Your word reminds us that, Lord, you're a God of growth. You're a God who tells even the children of Israel, and we see in Jeremiah 29, we tells them to plant vineyards, to grow, and make sure that they're not staying the same. Father, we pray that God has lead us, that, Lord, we learn to grow ourselves first, but also learn to grow our organization by opening opportunities for those who follow us, for team members, Lord, that they'll have spaces to grow. We pray for those who are team members that, Lord, will not be intimidated, but, Lord, will look for spaces to grow, even when as spaces don't look good enough. Father, I pray that, God, where people feel environments are toxic, where people feel they've been sat on or they've been diminished, Lord, I pray that, God, you open doors for them, that they will grow in every facet, that they'll become better and stronger because of what you're going to do in their spaces. So we pray for wisdom. We pray for your understanding. We pray for knowledge. We pray that, Lord, you fill us with your spirit and discernment, that, God, we will not remain the same, but Lord, we'll grow in every space. I pray for every leader, Lord, as they grapple with this issue of how to grow the organization, that Lord, you who called them, that Lord, you give them ideas on how to do what they need to do, and that when you give them, they'll be responsive to do it and to do it well. So Lord, we bless you, and when we have another opportunity to come onto this leadership forum, we'll come to hear what you have to say to us and learn and grow. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Kingston, and God bless you.
God bless you so much.
And say hi to everyone at Alpha.
Asante. Samiana Pia.
Asante.
And,
Okay, that's all I had for you on the Leadership Forum today. Remember to catch a repeat of this program right here at Top FM on Saturday at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. anytime at the Hope FM podcast on our website, www.hopemediakenya.org, or our social media platforms at Hope FM Live and at Hope TV Kenya. My take home is you can change direction overnight, but your destination you can't. So you have to work at it. If you have to be that kind of a leader, that one honors God and causes impact. Have a beautiful afternoon. Stand by for the news at one with Melissa, and thereafter you get to the afternoon switch. Next week, we get to meat of the word. We'll be focusing on Galatians chapter 5. See you then.
Thank you for tuning into the Leadership Forum. Join us again on alternate Mondays for deeper insights on leadership. The Leadership Forum, discussing leaders and followers.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.